们继续来查考希伯来书。
Now let's continue to study the book of Hebrews.
请翻开希伯来书五章。
Now let's turn to Hebrews chapter 5.
我们从第一节来看。
Hebrews chapter 5, starting from verse 1.
希伯来书五章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 5, verse 1.
我们要看到第十节。
We will read until verse 10.
好，请你读。
英文读了。For every high priest taken from among men is appointed for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. Verse 2. He can have compassion on those who are ignorant and going astray, since he himself is also subject to weakness. 3.Because of this, he is required, as for the people, so also for himself, to offer sacrifices for sins. 4. And no man takes this honor to himself, but he who is called by God, just as Aaron was. 5. So also Christ did not glorify himself to become high priest, but it was he who said to him, You are my son, today I have begotten you. 6.As he also says in another place, you are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. 7. Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death and was heard because of his godly fear. 8. Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by things which he suffered.9. And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. 10. Called by God as high priest, according to the order of Melchizedek.
这段是在谈到主耶稣基督，他是一个因为苦难，祷告而学了顺从的一个大祭司。
Now, this passage records how Jesus has become the great priest through learning from his pain, and now he has prayed.
旧约的大祭司是负责献祭来赎人的罪。
In the Old Testament, the priest is responsible to offer sacrifices to atone for the sins of the people.
但是主耶稣当大祭司啊，他更能体恤我们的软弱。
However, when Jesus is the high priest, he is even more so able to experience and relate to our weaknesses.
那这一段圣经是在谈到一个大祭司他应该具备合格的条件是什么。
And so this passage talks about the requisites of a high priest.
那当然也是把主耶稣跟旧约的大祭司来做一个比对。
Of course, this passage also contrasts Jesus as the high priest and also the priest from the Old Testament.
从这个比对当中来显出耶稣基督，他就是比亚伦更尊贵的、尊荣的大祭司。
So from this contrast, we can see that Jesus is an even more dignified and glorified priest compared to the order of Aaron.
亚伦是第一位大祭司。
Aaron was the first high priest.
但是这是从地上人间的制度所产生的。
And he was appointed according to the order of men.
就是借着利未的后裔来选出。
So he was chosen because he was a descendant of the Levites.
那我们从第一节来看。
So let us read from verse 1.
一个大祭司应该有什么条件。
Let us take a look at what are the requirements of a high priest.
第一节说凡从人间挑选的大祭司。
He talks about for every high priest taken from among men.
主耶稣是天上的神直接来选立的。
Jesus, he is the God of heaven, so he was appointed directly.
那地上的祭司制度是从人间，从利未支派去挑选。
Now, for every high priest taken among men is appointed for men and things.
是借着一个家族的世袭制度一直传下来。
So, the high priests appointed by men, they are hereditary.
那主耶稣是神的儿子，神直接选立他。
Now Jesus, he is the Son of God, so he was chosen by God directly.
那既然是从人间挑选，也就是说，他本身就是一个人。
Now, so this verse talks about the high priest taken among men. He is himself a man.
那这个人就带着肉体之身。
Now this man is with flesh.
他就具有人性。
He would have human nature.
在人性中可能有的软弱，他也都会有。
So he would also have weaknesses of a man.
那我们在昨天晚上提到说，主耶稣他也是带着肉体之身，凡事也都受到很大的这个试探。
Now, yesterday we have mentioned how Jesus, he was also with flesh and he was also tempted.
他也跟一般的大祭司一样，是带着肉体之身，是具有人性的。
And likewise, Jesus, because he was with flesh, he is also with human nature.
可是主耶稣凡事受试探，他并没有犯罪。
However, time and again, when Jesus was tempted, he did not sin.
他成为大祭司，他不需要先为自己的罪来献祭，然后再为百姓来献祭赎罪。
So when Jesus is the high priest, there is no need for him to atone for his sins first prior to atoning the sins of the people.
那接下去就再继续谈到了哈。
Later on, this passage talks of
这个大祭司的工作是什么呢
？What is the responsibility of a high priest?
是奉派来替人办理属神的事。
They are chosen to do things pertaining to God.
他所办理的是属于神的事情。
So they are appointed to do things pertaining to God.
有关前进赎罪的这些事情。
To do with atoning for sins.
但是他是要代替人来办理的。
But this priest is to do this on behalf of the people.
他代表人把人的罪辜罪过呢过犯把他带到神面前，按着神所指示的方法来办理赎罪这个工作。
So he took the sins of the people and presented before the Lord, and he prayed to atone for the sins of these people according to God's law.
啊，这是神所拣选要为神做工，但是是替人来赎罪。
So these are appointed by men and for men to do things pertaining to God.
所以他就是站在神跟人中间来做中保。
So this priest becomes the mediator between men and God.
所以他说要献上礼物和赎罪祭。
And so that's why this verse talks about that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins.
先知的工作是站在人面前代表神说话。
The job of a prophet is to stand before men and to talk on behalf of God.
祭司是站在神面前，代表人，把人的罪过带到神面前。
As for a priest, his job is to stand before God to represent men, to represent their sins before God.
他们工作的方向似乎是相反，其实都是为神，为替人来做事。
So, the job of a prophet and the job of a priest seems like that they are doing the opposite, but they are all both doing things for God.
第二节。
Verse 2.
所以就能够体谅那愚蒙和失迷的人。
He can have compassion on those who are ignorant and going astray.
他为什么能够体谅呢
？Why is that Jesus is able to show compassion?
他自己也是被软弱所困的。
Since he himself is also subject to weakness.
不管地上的大祭司还是进到天上的大祭司耶稣都一样。
So it does not matter whether this is a high priest of a man or Jesus himself as the high priest.
他都必须要去体谅人。
They all need to relate or show compassion to men.
那因为他自己被肉身所困，被软弱所困，所以他知道人的难处在哪里。
Now, because Jesus is able to is subject to weakness as well, so he is able to relate to the weaknesses of men.
他能够明白一个人在软弱中，他可能犯的错是什么。
Jesus is able to understand and relate to what sins men can commit when they are in weakness.
那这个地方提到两个。
Now, this place talks of two.
一个是愚蒙的人。
It talks about.People who are ignorant,
还有一个是失迷的人
and also those going astray.
这些都是大祭司他必须要去服侍的对象。
These are the people whom the high priest should serve.
来帮助这两类的人。
He is to help these two kinds of people.
那要为他们来赎罪，当然要先能够体谅他们的软弱在哪里。
Now before he is to sacrifice for them, for their sins, that he should be able to relate and show compassion to their weakness.
那这个愚蒙的，就是说他在脑子上，他在真理上面呢，他是 混乱，他不清楚的，不明白，对真理不明白的。
Now, by ignorant, this means that people who don't have a clear mind, they do not understand the word of God clearly.
哦，他很多的思想没有跟得上律法的记载。
A lot of time, their thoughts are not in accordance to the laws.
那失迷的，就是在行为上有偏差了。
Now, as for those going astray, this refers to people who have deviated in their actions.
哦，那这两者可能都是连带关系。
Now, perhaps these two kinds of people are correlated.
但可能有一些人他是偏重愚蒙的。
But there are perhaps some people who are more ignorant.
那有一些呢，他明明知道这个道理，但可是他却产生了，就故意产生了迷失的这种行为出来。
And there are also those who actually know the word of God, but they deliberately, act in a way that is going astray.
那这些都是他必须要去体谅的。
So the high priest will need to relate to these people.
因为他能够体谅，所以底下说就 理所当然的，他理当为百姓和自己来献赎罪祭。
And so because he's able to show compassion and relate to the weaknesses, so he is able to offer sacrifices for sins.
但是地上的大祭司，他能够体谅人，但他自己也是需要被体谅。
Now, as for the worldly priests, yes, he needs to show compassion to men, but he also needs to be shown compassion.
他跟那些需要被献祭赎罪的百姓一样，他也会犯错。
Now, he likewise will also commit sins just like the people.
所以当然也要先为自己来献祭赎罪，再为百姓献祭赎罪。
So that's why he needs to sacrifice for himself first prior to sacrificing for the people.
但是主耶稣他虽然有肉身上的所限，被肉身所限，他面对试探，但是他没有犯罪。
Although Jesus him too was in physical body, yet upon facing temptation, he did not sin.
所以他自己就成为一个赎罪祭来为百姓赎罪。
Is a sacrifice of atonement.
这是我们看到一个大祭司他该有的合格的条件是什么。
So here we see the requirement or the requisites of a high priest.
可是主耶稣做的是比地上的大祭司做的更多更完美。
But Jesus, he does a job that is even more perfect than the human priest.
那第四节就说了
Verse 4 says,
大祭司的这些工作是尊荣的。
To be a priest is honorable.
因为他这个工作呢是站在人跟神之间做中保。
Because he stands between man and God as a mediator.
他是解决人，他要代替人来献祭呢，来解决人罪的问题。
Because he needs to stand on behalf of men and to offer up sacrifices for atoning their sins.
今天我们人类所面对最大的问题就是罪。
Today, the biggest problem we have to face is sin.
这也是最原始的一个问题，在伊甸园里面就有了。
This is a very fundamental problem which exists in the time of the Garden of Eden.
当夏娃把人类带进罪里头，就成为到今天为止，全人类都陷在罪里头。
When Eve led men to sin, now everyone in this world are in sin.
所以来解决人罪的问题，这个工作是很有尊荣的。
And so if you are to do the work pertaining to solving the sins of man, then this job is glorified.
但是这个尊荣呢，不是他自取的，不是他自己可以得到的。
But this is not an honor that the priest will take for himself.
他这个工作不是自己去争取的。
This is not a job where he fights for it.
那这个亚伦他如果没有当大祭司，他就没有这个尊荣。
Now should Aaron not be a priest, then he would not have this honor.
那他能够成为大祭司是神给他的。
Now the reason why he became a priest is because this was a position given to him by God.
但是如果神给他这个职分，他不遵照这个律法所规定的这样去做，他也没有办法完成这个工作，也没有尊荣。
So even if Aaron received this appointment from God to be the high priest, and if he did not do according to the ways of God, then he too cannot have this honor.
那今天我们所有的弟兄姐妹，我们都是被神拣选选召。我们成为一个圣洁的祭司，有君尊的祭司。
Every single one of us have been chosen, appointed by God as a glorified and noble priest.
如果我们今天还在教会外面流荡， 其实我们一点尊贵都没有。
Today, if we are still wandering outside in the world, we would not have any honor.
有很多人家财万贯。
There are people who are wealthy.
但是他必须要交际应酬，跟人家敲酒杯。
But they will need to engage in a social life where they will need to indulge in alcohol.
他必须要跟很多的这个官员啊勾结，可能都会有违法得利。
And these kind of people would probably do things against the law.
我们看到很多的这个影视歌星穿的打扮的光鲜亮丽，背后挖出来的事情是很难看的。
A lot of time, we may see TV stars or singers. They are dressed beautifully, but when we get to know them, they will have done things that are terrible.
哦，我们以前可能在那里面。
Perhaps we are like them in our past.
或是说我们没有进到主里头，我们跟他们是一样的。
Or maybe in the past, before we enter the Lord, we are just like them.
那这个尊荣不是自取，是神选召我们来得到的。
So this honor is not obtained by yourself.
但是像亚伦一样的话呢？
But if we are like Aaron,
他带着肉体被肉身困住。
He is with flesh, so he is subjected to the restrictions of flesh.
他也曾经犯了很大的错啊。
And he too has committed a big sin.
当摩西迟迟没有从西乃山下来。
Now, when he waited for Moses from Mount Sinai,
这个亚伦经不起百姓的要求。
Now, Aaron could not resist the requests from the Israelites.
铸造了金牛犊让百姓来祭拜。
He made the golden calf for the Israelites to worship.
但耶稣基督凡事受试探，他并没有犯罪。
But Jesus, although he faced temptation, he did not sin.
所以我们看到主耶稣他当大祭司的尊荣是完全的。
So we see when Jesus is the high priest, this honor of him is perfect.
那亚伦是因为他是利未支派。
Now Aaron, due to him being a Levite,
是这整个这个肉身的这个条件来得到这个大祭司的工作。
He obtained the job of a high priest because of his upbringing.
虽然也是出于神所安排、
right. Although this is also arranged by God.
可是底下我们读着第五节就讲到。
Now we read verse 5.
那主耶稣基督呢？他的尊荣是什么？
What is the glory of Jesus?
他从死里复活。
He resurrected from death.
你是我的儿子，我今日生你，这是指着耶稣从死里复活来说的。
Now, the quote, "You are my son; today I have begotten you." This is referring to the resurrection of him.
而且主耶稣他的尊荣是比照麦基洗德的等次。
And the glory of the Lord Jesus is in according to the order of Melchizedek.
哦，那稍后就会继续谈到麦基洗德的等次是什么。
Now later on, the passage will explain what is meant by the order of Melchizedek.
亚伦是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Aaron is the descendant of Abraham.
那亚伯拉罕把十分之一献给由他献给神的十分之一是由麦基洗德去承接。
Now, when Abraham gave his tithe, it was Melchizedek that took it.
亚伦当然不能比他的先祖亚伯拉罕更大、更尊荣。
Of course, Aaron cannot be more honorable than his forefather Abraham.
那个比亚伦更尊荣的这个先祖亚伯拉罕献十分之一是透过给麦基洗德的。
Now, even Abraham a person being so honorable, when he gave his tithe, he gave it to Melchizedek.
然后麦基洗德来为亚伯拉罕祝福。
So Melchizedek blessed Abraham.
哦，他代表至高神。
So Melchizedek represented the Most High God.
但因为他是至高神的祭司。
Because he is the priest of the Most High God.
那为人祝福，在以色列百姓的传统当中，就是位分高的来为位分低的祝福。
Now, in the tradition of the Israelites, only those who are high in position can bless those who are low in position.
亚伯拉罕献十分之一是透过由麦基洗德来接受，而且麦基洗德用他更高的位分来为这个。亚伯拉罕祝福。
So when Abraham gave his tithe, or offered his tithe, he gave it to Melchizedek. And Melchizedek, because of his high position, he blessed Abraham.
所以亚伦当大祭司，他有他的尊荣。
Yes, so Aaron as a priest, he has his honor.
可是比照着麦基洗德等次来当大祭司的耶稣基督，比他更尊荣。
But Jesus Christ, in the order of Melchizedek, Jesus is more honorable comparing to Aaron.
啊，世上的大祭司他死了以后就换任由其他人来代替。
Now, if the physical priest after they die, he will be taken over by another the next person.
他们并没有从死里复活。
These priests do not die from, do not resurrect from death.
主耶稣从死里复活。
Yet the Lord Jesus resurrected from death.
他当祭司，大祭司是永远的，他还在坐在宝座的右边
so,
啊，继续为我们来做中保。
So Jesus, he is the eternal high priest. He is now sits in the throne of heaven to be our mediator.
所以一样，这个不是自取，是神给的尊荣。耶稣基督是更超越的。
Again, he did not take the honor himself.
那我们再看第七节。
Now let us continue on with verse 7.
第七节就提到耶稣基督他成为一个大祭司。
Now here verse 7 talks about how the Lord Jesus Christ becomes the high priest.
他要得到比亚伦更超越的这个尊荣。
Now he is to obtain more honor than Aaron.
并且在第十节再讲一次。
Verse 10 repeats.
他是照着神，照着麦基洗德的等次呢，神称他为大祭司。
Now called by God as high priest according to the order of Melchizedek.
而且他能够成为世上的人呢，永远得救的根源。第九节。
Now verse 9 talks of having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him.
能够成为得救的根源，是因为第九节开始他说得以完全。
Now the reason why he is able to become the author of eternal salvation is because he has been perfected.
那他为什么能够得以完全
？Why was Jesus perfected？
因为受的苦难，他学的顺从。
Because he has learned obedience from his sufferings.
他如何在苦难中来学的顺从呢
？So how did Jesus learn obedience from all that he has suffered？
因为他的祷告蒙应允了。
Because Jesus' prayer has been hearkened to by God.
那他为什么事情来祷告呢
？So what did Jesus pray for？
为什么事情来大声哀哭流泪祷告呢
？So for what did Jesus cried loudly for in his prayer？
是因为第七节一开始说的，他在肉身的时候有他的软弱。
Now in verse 7 talks about when Jesus was in his flesh, he was in weakness.
好，那我们现在再从第七节往下读，刚刚是十节往前推，现在往下走。
Now we are going to continue on reading forward from verse 7.
耶稣带着肉体之身。
Now Jesus was with his flesh.
要去承担十字架的苦刑。
He is about to go through the suffering of crucifixion.
他是肉体之身要被钉，所以在肉体里面他就有被困住了。
Now because he was in flesh, he is about to be crucified, which means he's subjected to the restrictions of flesh.
这是令人非常害怕的事情。
This is something horrifying.
我们来看两段经文。
Let us read two scriptures.
首先我们请看马太福音的二十六章。
Let us read Matthew chapter 26.
马太福音二十六章我们看这个三十六节
Matthew chapter 26, verse 36.
主耶稣跟门徒在客西马尼园祷告。
So Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane with his disciples.
特别又带着他三位比较亲近的门徒往前。
And in particular, he took three of his closest disciples to go forward.
所以三十七节说，忧愁起来，极其难过。
Verse 37 says that he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed.
这是一种在肉身上所承受的这个最大的极限呐、
啊。We can say that this is probably the extreme of physical suffering.
对门徒说，我心里甚是忧伤。
So he said to his disciples, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful."
而且几乎要死。
Even to death.
这是肉体的限制。
This is the physical restrictions.
如果主耶稣面对十字架的苦悲，没有忧愁，没有丧胆，没有难过。
Now, should Jesus not feel fear or sorrow when he is to go through crucifixion?
不会让我们感动啊！你钉十字架对你来讲稀松平常，好像也不会痛嘛，你也不会难过嘛。
Then we will not be touched or moved because it seems like this is nothing for Jesus. You don't feel any pain.
所以主耶稣他也是带着肉体的软弱上到十字架的。
So we see that Jesus he was crucified in his flesh with his weakness.
但是而且呢，在等待钉十字架之前的这一段时间，那个是最难熬的。
Now the most difficult period of time is the moments prior to his crucifixion.
那他就是为这个祷告。
So Jesus was praying for this.
那就是说，在心理上要顺服神，肉身上却是有软弱的限制。
So we can see Jesus in his mind and his spirit, he wanted to show submission to God, but in his body, he has weakness.
他一连三次都是这样祷告。
So three times in a row, he prayed in the same manner.
那门徒呢？也是这样一连三次的打瞌睡。
Now, meanwhile, his disciples fell asleep three times as well.
我们再看路加福音二十二章。
Luke chapter 22.
路加福音二十二章。
Luke chapter 22.
这里又有一个心理状态的描写。
It talks about another phenomenon.
二十二章的四十二节。
22 verse 42.
同一件事情的祷告。
Now this records of the same incident, the prayer of Jesus.
耶稣说：“父啊，你若愿意，就把这杯撤去。然而不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。”
Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done.
四十三节。
43.
有一位天使从天上显现，加添他的力量。
Then an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him.
四十四节。
44.
耶稣极其伤痛，祷告更加恳切，汗珠如大血点滴在地上。
And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. Then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground.
所以刚刚马太福音提到主耶稣极其忧伤，几乎要死。
So back in the book of Matthew, it records Jesus was exceedingly sorrowful, even to death.
那现在这里也是讲主耶稣极其伤痛。
Now this passage also records how Jesus is in agony.
所以有害怕的感觉。
So it seems like he is also in fear.
有伤痛的感觉。
That he felt pain.
然后有一个天人交战的困难。
It felt like he is battling against something.
那就是说。我心里想要依从父的意思。
So this is likened to I want to obey the Lord.
但是肉体的软弱一直把我往回拉。
But because of my carnal weaknesses, this is draining me back.
耶稣这个祷告的可贵之处在哪里呢
？So what is so precious about this prayer of Jesus?
他就是用在肉身的限制当中，透过祷告使他超越了肉身的限制。
Now, the reason why Jesus' prayer is precious is because he prays so earnestly in his physical body that he transcends the difficulty in his physical body.
所以在上十字架之前，他已经胜过十字架的苦痛。
So prior to him being crucified on the cross, he has already transcended or surpassed the challenge of crucifixion.
因为这样，他可以这个十字架给他的苦痛呢，他可以去忍受。
And that's why he's able to forbear the pains on the cross.
那就是所谓的苦难学的顺从。
So this is what's meant by that Jesus has learned obedience from his suffering.
那这个顺从就是为了来接受这个十字架的苦悲。
Now this obedience is for him to accept the cup of crucifixion.
我们可以参考这个约翰福音十八章里面的一段话。
We can take a look at Gospel according to John chapter 18.
我们看约翰福音十八章。
Gospel according to John chapter 18.
当主耶稣要被捉拿以前
，Before Jesus was captured，
他是在克西马尼园祷告。
He was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane.
他这个祷告产生了什么样的改变呢
？And so what change happened as a result of his prayer？
约翰福音十八章第一节。
John chapter 18 verse 1.
主耶稣跟门徒到克西马尼园去祷告，这第一节说的是这个。
So verse one talks about how he went to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray.
那第二节，卖耶稣的犹大也知道那地方。
Now verse two talks about Judas who betrayed Jesus also knew the place.
因为耶稣和门徒屡次上到那里去聚集。
For Jesus often met there with his disciples.
你看看主耶稣他的祷告。
So if we look at Jesus' prayer,
他祷告以后，他可以去承担。
After his prayer, he was able to take upon this cross.
那他去克西马尼园，克西马尼园就是在橄榄山的某一个地方。那橄榄山那么大的一座山，他随意的侧身在某一个地方，夜晚犹大 要找很难找。
Now, Gethsemane is in a certain particular place in Mount Olive, and so for Judas, this should be difficult to locate when he's capturing Jesus.
那圣经特别说，犹大也知道那个地方。
Now, the Bible particularly mentioned that Judas also knew the place.
犹大为什么能够知道那个地方
？Why did Judas know?
主耶稣跟门徒常常去那里。
Because Jesus often go there with his disciples.
这一次他也没有例外。
And likewise with this particular incident.
他不是去了犹大不知道的地方。
So Jesus did not go to a place unbeknown to Judas.
他故意去犹大知道的地方。
So Jesus went to a place where Judas knew.
好让犹大可以在第一时间就找到主耶稣。
So that Judas was able to locate Jesus in the very first instance.
他已经预备要接受这个苦杯。
Because Jesus is ready to accept this cup.
那祷告完了以后
，After Jesus prayed,
犹大就带了一大群的人来了。
Judas took a big group of people to capture him.
第三节
，Verse three.
犹大领了一队兵和祭司长并法利赛人的差役，拿着灯笼、火把、兵器，就来到园里。
Then Judas, having received a detachment of troops and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, came there with lanterns, torches, and weapons.
这里面组成的分子呢，有来自正式的军队，有来自宗教的势力。
Now the people who Judas led include troops, So it's military power and also officers from chief priests, which is religious power.
代表各方的势力。
So all this represents the powers from different areas.
不是只有人。
It's not just humans.
它是代表一种势力。
This represented authorities.
还有兵器。
It also talked, so troops was, which infers weapons.
有武器作为后盾啊，它可以杀人。
So with weapons, with them, they are able to kill.
然后有灯笼，又火把。
There are lanterns and torches as well.
因为很暗。
Because it was dark.
啊，那这个这座园子这么大，又是在这座山里面。
Now, since this garden is extremely big and it is also on Mount Olive.
所以如果说主耶稣随意躲在一棵树丛当中，啊，他们找不到耶稣的。
So should Jesus hide in a random tree or behind a random tree, then people will not be able to find him.
一大群人加上武器，灯笼还不够，还要有火把。
So there are also priests and there are lanterns and torches.
你看看主耶稣插翅也难飞啊。
So it seems like that even if Jesus could fly, he's unable to escape.
但是主耶稣知道将要临到自己的一切事。
But Jesus knew the things to come for him.
第四节。
Verse four.
他就主动出来。
So Jesus came forward.
主动出来不是让犹大一个一个去找。
Now by coming forward means that he did not require Judas to search him out.
那就是他这个地方已经经历过，刚刚我们读到马太福音二十六章跟路加福音的二十二章。
So, which means that Jesus have already gone through Matthew chapter 26 and Luke chapter 22.
因为这个祷告就带给他一种勇敢承担面对。
For this prayer has given him strength to face what is to come.
他就学了顺从，是完全的顺从。
So Jesus have learned obedience, this absolute obedience.
使他勇敢出来，主动出来。
So, Jesus actively came forward.
然后就问他们说。
And asked them.
你们要找谁？
Whom are you seeking?
他主动问。
So Jesus actively asked them.
啊，不是让犹大随手就去抓他。
He did not allow Judas to just capture him.
表示他不隐藏自己。
This suggests that he did not hide himself.
他没有逃，在空间上没有逃避，在身份上他不隐藏。
So Jesus did not escape and he did not hide his identity.
他们回答说要找拿撒勒人耶稣。
They answered him.We want Jesus of Nazareth.
啊，特别说是拿撒勒人。
So, they mentioned the word Nazareth.
因为名为耶稣的会很多。
Because there may be a lot of people who are named Jesus.
这对犹太男子来讲是一个非常普遍的名字。
This is a very prevalent name in the Jews.
拿撒勒人出什么好的呢？
Now, what good can come out of Nazareth?
所以说拿撒勒人耶稣是有鄙视轻视的这个味道在里面。
So when they say Jesus of Nazareth, they have the intention to despise him or mock him.
一方面也确认了就是这个耶稣。
Yes, on the other hand, they are also made sure that this is the Jesus they want.
克西马尼园的祷告之后，那个耶稣他说我就是。
After the prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus said to them, I am he.
教会很多时候在安排圣工啊，说谁来做那个工，谁来做那个工。很多时候我们都指别人。
A long time when the church asks who can do certain work, and we will point our fingers elsewhere.
啊，谁该出来担当呢
？Who should come out and be responsible?
啊，教务说总务，总务说财务。
We may say, oh, it's religious affairs in charge, and the religious affairs in charge may say, oh no, it is the general affairs in charge.
什么时候我们有像耶稣这样祷告，我们就可以像他一样承担，我就是我该做的，就是我。
So whenever we're able to pray like unto the prayer of Jesus in Gethsemane, then we are able to stand up and say, "It is me."
卖耶稣的犹大呢？也跟那些抓耶稣的人站在一起。
Now the Judas Iscariot also stood together with those who wanted to capture the Lord Jesus.
重要关头，我们站在哪一边
？So during crucial moments, which sides do we take?
耶稣其他十一个门徒也是软弱，但都还是跟耶稣站在一边。
Although the 11 disciples of the Lord Jesus they are weak, yet they still stand on Jesus' side.
犹大应该本来在主耶稣这边，怎么跑到主耶稣的敌对者那边去
？Now Judas Iscariot should, in theory, stand with Jesus, but why did he end up standing opposite Jesus?
教会很多事情发生的时候，我们站在哪一边
？So a lot of things, a lot of times when the church, has a problem, whose side do we stand with?
我们站在人多那一边，还是站在人少这一边
？Do we stand with the majority or do we stand with the minority?
我们站在人那一边，还是站在耶稣这一边
？Do we stand with men or do we stand with Jesus?
当有很多的问题是变成人跟耶稣的对立的时候，我们很长时候是选择我们就站在人多那一边。
A lot of time when there is a problem.We choose men over God.
那如果不是站在主耶稣这边呢
？Now if we do not stand with God,
会像待会所发生的事情一样。
Then what will happen will be like what is here.
主耶稣一说我就是的时候，那些敌对耶稣的人就退后倒在地上。
The moment when Jesus said, "I am He," and Judas who betrayed him also stood with him. Now after he said that, they drew back and fell to the ground.
这是经过大声。祷告流泪哭泣祷告的耶稣他口里所出的权柄
So this is authority that comes out of Jesus after he has prayed so hard and earnest in the Garden of Gethsemane
我们应该只有一个立场
We should only have a stance
我们只能够站在一边
We can only stand on one side
我们只能够有真理的立场
We should only haveThe truth is our stance.
我们唯一选择那一边就是在耶稣那一边。
We can only choose, we can only choose to stand on Jesus' side.
不是听声音大的，不是看人多的。
We should not stand with who speaks louder or the majority.
那你看看耶稣，他有权柄。
So when we look at this passage, we see that Jesus is with authority.
他一说我就是的时候，那些人。站立不住，跌倒啊！
So after he said, "I am he," these people they drew back and fell to the ground.
如果不是主耶稣，他甘愿舍弃生命，那些人是拿他不得的。
Now, if Jesus was unwilling to give up his life, then these people have no way able to capture him.
因为光他说我就是的时候，那些人就倒了。
Because,
那如何抓耶稣啊？
So, because when Jesus said, "I am he," when By speaking alone, these people they drew back and fell.
耶稣再问一次。
So Jesus asked one more time.
你们找谁
？Whom are you seeking?
啊，可能还有很多人倒地啊，不敢起来，干脆就趴着了。万一耶稣再说我就是呢，还要再跌一次。
So perhaps a lot of people they'd rather stay on the ground because if Jesus say I am he again, they will fall again.
他们说找拿撒勒人耶稣。
And they said Jesus of Nazareth.
主耶稣再一次说：“我就是。”
And Jesus answered, "I am He."
说不定有人就稍微半蹲一下，不要跌得太强了。
So perhaps the people upon hearing Jesus' response replied, may fall halfway.
但是这一次那些人并没有跌倒。
But this time these people did not fall.
为什么
？Why?
告诉他们。
Because Jesus said to them.
主耶稣有权柄。
Sorry, because Jesus he has authority.
哦，我有权柄把我的生命带拿回来。
I have the authority to withdraw my life from you.
若我不愿意，你们是不能抓我。
Should I be unwilling? There's no way you can capture me.
所以这次主耶稣没有再用这个权柄了。
So this time round, Jesus did not use this authority.
哦，没有再让他们跌一跤了。
Jesus did not make them fall.
哦
，again.
很多时候我们都会用尽我们的权力。
A lot of time we will use up all our authority.
我们来到一个民主、自由、讲人权的地方。
So after coming into a country where we uphold human rights.
我们在社会争取很多人权，我们因为我们来到福利国。
Now we will fight for our rights in this country.
我们年轻人就变成这是一个思考的习惯。
And so for young people nowadays, this will become their habit.
我的权利在哪里啊？
Where is my right?
我的自由在哪里？
Where is my freedom?
我的福利在哪里？
Where are my benefits?
为什么星期天还要来灵修会啊？
Why,
星期天是我的家庭日啊。
Why should I still go to church and have cultivation day since I can have a
home? 我的权利在哪里啊？
Where is my right?
讲自己权利啊。
So they talk about their own rights.
耶稣没有讲权利啊。
Jesus did not talk about his
right. 他有这个权利，他不要用。
Yes, he has his right, but he did not use it.
如果主耶稣讲权利、讲人权，他是上不了十字架的。
Now, should Jesus talk about his rights, talk about his authority, then there's no way the people can crucify him.
如果我们只是把自己的摆第一位，我们的福利、我们的权益、我们的休息、我们的方便摆第一位，不要侍奉主了，不能侍奉主，没办法侍奉主。
Now, should we prioritize our rights, our freedom, our benefits, then there's no way we are able to serve God.
耶稣他勇敢承担，该承担我的，自己的我要承担，他还承担门徒的。
So Jesus he bravely took this cup upon himself. He also bared for the weaknesses of his disciples.
我就是，你让这些人离开。
I am he. Allow these other unrelated people to go.
你要抓的是我，我勇敢出来，你不要去连累我，不要连累其他人。
Now I am the person you want to capture. Let the others go.
能够承担的人是不但承担自己的，也承担别人的。
Now those who are able to take responsibility, they can take responsibility not only for themselves, but also to consider other people.
在教会里面不敢承担的人，他还会成为别人的累赘。
Now in church, people who are unwilling or cannot show responsibility, they are also a pain for other people.
能够承担的，他还能够承担别人。
Those who are able to forbear or take responsibility, they are also considerate to other people.
耶稣要承担的也不是只有门徒，他还承担了那个向他劈一刀的人。
Now Jesus also also took upon himself the person who wanted to kill him.
要带着刀抓拿耶稣的那个人。
The person who took a knife and wanted to capture Jesus.
第十节说西门彼得带着一把刀。
Now verse 10 records how Simon Peter having a sword.
因为这些都拿着兵器啊，要来抓拿耶稣。
So these people they came with weapons to capture Jesus.
彼得也带刀啊。
Peter himself also was with a sword.
他就先拔出刀来啊。
He drew it.
向大祭司的仆人砍了一刀
and struck the high priest's servant,
结果削掉他的右耳
cut off his right ear.
圣经这个地方还把那个人的名字写出来
Now the Bible here recorded the person's name.
如果这里没有记载，我们还不知道这个马勒古这位马先生啊。
Now if the Bible did not record this servant's name, we would not know that he was called Marcus.
为什么不是削到别人的右耳，是削到这个马勒古的右耳呢？
Now why did his ear got sliced off, cut off?
可想而知，这个马勒古一定是跻身在最前头啊！一声令下，他首先要下手来抓拿耶稣。
So we can infer that perhaps Marcus stood in the very front, and people needed to listen to his commands to capture Jesus.
他应该是靠耶稣最近的。
We can infer that he probably is the person standing closest in proximity to Jesus.
所以彼得首先向他对着他砍下一刀。
So that's probably why Peter cut off his right ear.
其他的福音书有记载的，主耶稣轻轻的把那个耳朵拿起来，就好像用快干就把它粘上去了。
In other gospel books, it records that Jesus took up the ear and replaced it back to the person's head.
右耳 可听的就要听。这个人平常不听耶稣的道理，留这个耳朵也是徒留无，徒存无用啊。
And so those who have ear, you must listen. So perhaps this ear of Marcus was useless.
但是主耶稣还是为了美观起见，还是把它拿起来粘上去了。
But perhaps Jesus, for the sake of Marcus' good looks, he fixed up his ear.
担当他。
So Jesus shows consideration for him.
也担当彼得的。
He also showed consideration to Peter.
不然的话，抓去钉十字架的可能。彼得还要陪伴耶稣在旁边。
Or else perhaps Peter would be a person crucified next to Jesus.
他承担一切。
So Jesus, he took up himself everything and everyone.
经过这个克西马尼园的祷告。
So after the prayer of Gethsemane.
我们来跟这个彼得跟主耶稣来做比较。
So let us contrast Peter and Jesus.
彼得主耶稣三次去叫他们的时候，他都在打瞌睡。
Now, three times when Jesus called them, they were falling asleep.
但是他看起来很勇敢啊。
But Peter seems very brave.
他没有警醒祷告，他还很勇敢啊。
Peter did not pray, yet he showed bravery.
但是这个勇敢是什么勇敢
？So, but what kind of bravery is this?
匹夫之勇。
We can say this is impulse.
血气。
We can say this is fleshly impulse.
那是血气，不是勇敢。
This is fleshly impulse. This is not bravery.
他要拒绝这个义务，拒绝这个责任。
Because he wanted to reject this, this duty or responsibility.
他不要承担。
Because Peter did not want to take upon this yoke or responsibility.
如果彼得手上没有那把刀
，Now if Peter did not have the sword on him,
他的勇敢就是那一把刀。
Bravery or his courage is that sword.
主耶稣的勇敢是祷告。
Jesus' courage or bravery comes from prayer.
祷告之后的勇敢就是承担。
Now the courage after prayer or the bravery after prayer is to take on responsibility.
不祷告打瞌睡的结果就是血气之勇。
Now if you fall asleep during prayer, what you end up is fleshly courage.
他的勇敢是那一把刀靠着那一把刀，那一把刀拿走他就没有勇气。
So Simon Peter, his so-called bravery is dependent on the sword. So if you take the sword away, he has no bravery.
所以这不足取了。
So we cannot learn from him.
那我们就看到主耶稣他就是这样的来学习顺从。
So we can see that Jesus learned his obedience from this.
祷告以后，这个整个很多事情都改变。
After prayer, a lot of things change.
所以他就像希伯来书所说的。
Just like unto what is recorded in the book of Hebrews.
再翻回来看第一章。
Let us turn back Hebrews chapter 5.
第七节。
Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7.
主耶稣带着肉体的软弱在祷告。
Jesus, he prayed in his physical weakness.
大声哀哭，流泪祷告。
Now he had offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries.
啊，就像马太福音二十六章刚刚的路加福音22章所说的。
Like unto what's recorded in Matthew chapter 26 and Luke chapter 22.
可是这里说恳求那能救他免死的主。
Now here this verse records that our Jesus prayed, to him who was able to save him from death.
就因为他的虔诚蒙了应允
，and was heard because of his godly fear。
这里是在提到说他祷告的对象那位神是怎么样的神
？So he talks about the God whom Jesus prayed to。
这位神是能够救他免死的。
This God is the one who is able to save him from death。
但是主耶稣祷告的方向呢，是要顺服。天父的旨意。
But the direction of Jesus' prayer is to show submission to the will of the Father.
在肉身的软弱上呢，是不愿意去接受。
Now in his fleshly body, he's unwilling to accept this fate.
他就透过祷告超越了肉身的限制。
So through prayer, he was able to transcend the restrictions of his physical body.
所以第八节应该是说，在这个天人交战的当中呢，他受了这个苦难，然后最后顺服。
So we can say that during this battle against his body and his spirit, he was able to show obedience at the end.
天使加添他的心力，所以让他能够顺服。
The angel came to add strength to him, so he was able to obey.
心里的煎熬，就像这里所说的苦难。
So this suffering that is so this suffering in mind is the suffering that Jesus.
然后第九节说既得已完全。
Now verse 9 talks of and having been perfected.
不是说他原来有瑕疵，现在祷告变成完全了。
We cannot say that in the past Jesus was imperfect and now after prayer he is perfected.
我们看底下这一句就知道说，那个这边所说的完全是指的什么。
So if we read all, reading the context, we will know what this perfection is referring to.
就是为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源了。
So having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him.
所以这个完全就表示说，因为他的顺服，所以整个十字架的这个救赎的工作就很顺利的最后能够完成了。
This perfection is saying that because of his submission or his obedience to God, he's able to finish or accomplish the crucifixion and salvation.
这样才能够成为人得救的根源。
So he's able to become the author of eternal salvation.
所以这个祷告哈，就改变了这个人。
So we can say the prayer has changed Jesus.
改变了主耶稣他被肉身困住的这个窘境。
The prayer has changed the struggle of Jesus.
啊，我们得救也因为是这样才有盼望。
Now it is because of this we have hope and our salvation.
那等一下我们有祷告的一个时间。
Now we will pray.
大声哀哭
，We need to cry loudly，
流泪祷告
，and shed tears to Him。
主耶稣他胜过自己，也胜过肉体的软弱。
Jesus, He has overcome Himself, and He has also overcome the world。
啊，所以就顺从。
So He showed obedience。
钉在十字架。
He was crucified on the cross。
然后我们才有得救的盼望。
And that's why we have the hope of salvation。
那就是克西马尼园那一次的祷告是一个很大的关键。
So we see that the prayer in Gethsemane was crucial。
祷告不是改变神的意思，是改变我们，让我们能够去顺服神。
Now prayer is not to change God's will, but to change us。
因为顺着父的旨意才是完全的。
Because if you show obedience to the will of God, then this is perfect.
我们自己的意思常常是偏私，是有偏颇的。
A lot of time, our own will is selfish.
啊，所以祷告怎么样让我们能够去接受主耶稣所为我们安排的一切
？So in our prayer, we should pray to ask God to give us strength so that we can accept whatever God has arranged for us.
啊，那也能够改变啊，我们该改变的。
And we need to also change what we ought to change.
我们先来祷，先来唱诗。
We will now sing hymn.
264首。
264.